Air pollution in Islington is breaching national and European guidelines, with children breathing in double the safe limit of poisonous fumes. These are the findings of a study run by the University College London. It's been a major issue for many years, but the Green Party is now stepping up its bid to improve London's air quality. I spoke to member Michael Coffey.
The quality of air, particularly in the centre of London, has been declining after some years of improvement in the last 1 to 2 years.
The Mayor's own study last year suggested that something like 4,300 deaths were caused in London each year associated with air pollution. The Parliamentary Environmental Audit Committee has suggested that that figure could be as high as 8,000 in London. It's a plain fact, and I think people need to be aware of what it is that's causing the detrimental effects to the places where they live. One of the things that we're fighting for in Islington was reducing the speed levels across Islington to 20 miles an hour. And that is proven to have an impact upon the quality of the air.
So the Green Party feels that they are helping clear London's air, but how realistic are their aims in making the city a safer place for us to breathe? Is reducing speed levels really the answer? Dr. Ben Barrett is from the Environmental Research Group, King's College London.
We're having to make difficult, often political decisions. Ultimately, what you need to do is take the vehicles off the road. Cleaning them up is all very well, but it assumes that technology works. Not all of the pollution from a vehicle comes out of its exhaust pipe. Some of it comes off its tyres or its brakes, for example. Urban air pollution in London is an issue that has to be tackled. It's been recently equated to the kind of issues that we're having with obesity and passive smoking. And this is not something the public realise. It's very important that we raise the profile of urban air quality. If you're breathing at a lower height, closer down to where the exhaust pipe is, you will, generally speaking, experience high levels of pollution.
So you're saying, for example, if a mother has her child in a pushchair?
Yes, a classic example is a pushchair. An infant in a pushchair is basically travelling along the side of a road at exhaust height.
So are these facts likely to change anything? The London Assembly yesterday called Mayor Boris Johnson to take faster and stronger action to deal with harmful air pollution. Clearly, there is a lot of work to be done. But as things stand, and while the city's roads are still busy, it's a problem that is only going to get worse. Rob Porter, City PM.